Flotess, the first lady of the Eugene sports scene, bringing her unique style and knowledge to the airwaves of KEZI Sports. You can follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Please use a D when spelling that last name. We welcome in our Friday guest, Kristen Rogers. KR, what's up?
Nothing. Happy Friday, Steve.
Yeah, you too. I want to start with hoops. We just played the sound cut from TNT last night. Your Warriors, no Steph Curry for a second game. James Harden hits the jumper, a turnover. So the Dubs fan in you, you worried? It's one game, or relax, he'll be back. It's in the bag.
Oh, I'm not worried. I will make a very bold prediction, though.
Okay.
Steph Curry will play in game four. I don't think it's a bold prediction as much as it's going to happen. But no, I mean, I think it was the first game back in Houston and, you know, in an 0-2 hole. If the Rockets were going to take any game, it was going to be that. So I'm not too worried. You know, I think we'll see Curry in game four. And, not too worried right now.
I want to move to the NHL, and you are a Bay Area sports loyalist, and the Sharks win the first two at L.A., lost game three at the Shark Tank, then three power play goals to win it. Now, you know the history of this franchise. It doesn't always end well, but you feel like they can at least wrap this one up and get to round two, or are you going to go through more misery the next three games?
Oh, gosh, yeah, what was that, like two seasons ago?
Yes, 2014.
Gosh, man, yeah. So, no, I mean, I think we have the Kings, or I should say, I think the Sharks have the Kings where they want them, you know, up 3-1, going to be at Staples. You know, they've been playing really well on the road. So, fingers crossed. I get so much torture in so many different Bay Area sports. A lot of it comes from the Giants, a lot from the Niners. So I'm hoping that the Sharks don't create any more torture. Hopefully we get a little relief, and I think that we will.
Yeah, I noticed there was no bold prediction there, just filled with hope. Let's get to the non-sports-related story of the week. I saw you posted on Twitter, the world lost a little magic today, and of course that was yesterday with Prince passing. Now, I know your age, and obviously the heyday of his career was there prior to you even being you. So whether it's his style, his talent, I'm curious, what struck a chord about he and his music with somebody from your generation?
No, I mean, it's always just, you know, music kind of transcends all time. You know, you hear it for such a long time. And I remember, you know, kind of driving in the car and you'd hear a Prince song come on, you know, who he is. And, you know, yes, the heyday was, you know, before I was here. But, you know, you still appreciate the music and you still hear it. And this may sound silly, but I know he was on New Girl, two seasons ago, right after the Super Bowl. And I remember the people I was watching the Super Bowl. No, it's funny. So the people I was watching the Super Bowl with were huge fans of the show. And Prince was on. And it was like a show about Prince. And I had seen the show a little bit. And then Prince came on. It was like magic. Like, that was kind of a joke. You know, he made like a butterfly fly to him. It's like he was magic. And, you know, the world lost a little bit of that yesterday.
And by the way, I love New Girl. That show just kills me. Let's get to a sport we both enjoy, golf. The Duck Men wrapped their regular season, getting ready for conference play, and the Eugene Country Club hosting the NCAAs. So you posted an interview with Casey Martin, and they ran third last week at the Western Intercollegiate. How is he feeling about his team heading into, I guess you would say, the golf postseason?
Yeah, you know, he says he feels like his team is peaking right now. Next week, the same weekend is the spring game. He'll be in Salt Lake City, Utah for the Pac-12 tournament. And, yeah, I mean, he feels like this team is really doing well right now. And I think if you look at Aaron Weiss, who placed second in the collegiate match last week, I mean, he's playing phenomenally right now. And I think when you have a leader like that kind of pushing the rest of the team, they feel like they're in a good spot now. You know, I feel like he admitted to this too, there's extra pressure because the national championship is at Eugene. And of course, you have to get through regionals first. So it's almost like having the final four, you know, on your home turf, and then you can't play it because you didn't make it through, you know, the first few rounds. So there is more pressure on the Ducks right now, but, you know, pressure builds diamonds, and they feel like they're really starting to to click together, and it looks like Eugene Country Club is going to be a great location for the tournament.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? I would injure people to be a regular play in there. let's get to some Duck football. 8 days from the spring game. You were at practice follow-up all week. I'm kind of obsessed with the defense and Brady Hoke because things did get ugly last year. A young secondary, a lot of growing pains. So does Coach Hoke feel the experience gained maybe has resulted in a group that could actually be kind of deep and talented this year?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting talking with him last Friday. He didn't really seem too happy with the progress the defense had made as a whole. You know, he's bringing a lot in. You know, it's a lot of terminology changes. So the defense was still trying to grasp it, and he said that they really backed off on what they were installing so that the defense could really just try to grasp and learn and focus on what he had presented them already. So they're really kind of slowing it down. And I asked him today, you know, if he feels like they were able to speed up a little bit. And there's still some things here and there that he says that the defense needs to work on, but they are making progress. And so I think it's going to be one of those slow but steady progressions that we see out of Oregon's defense this season. I think they're really taking spring as, you know, what it is. It's just a big experiment. You know, you can move guys in different positions. You can try out new things. So I think that's kind of what they're using spring ball for right now. And then once you get to fall, I feel like it's going to be a little bit different energy to really make sure that they have that down.
All right, one final thought on Duck football. Kind of interesting, last week Coach Helf kind of came out and said, yeah, right now the depth chart's three guys at quarterback, Prukop, Travis Johnson, and the new guy, Terry Wilson. Well, I guess Prukop's new as well. But which obviously means, what becomes of Locker and Taylor Alley? You talked with and posted a story about Taylor Alley. I guess kind of where's his head at, and what does he think his role's going to be?
Yeah, so first of all, it's just those three guys that are taking the majority of the reps right now. So Taylor Alley and Jeff Locke have taken on coaching roles for spring. However, when it gets time for fall camp, competition will kind of open back up more. But really for spring, they're focusing on the three new guys getting all the reps and getting that experience with the playbook and on the field. It was interesting talking with Taylor today. I wanted to, you know, check in with him, see how he was doing, feeling on the field. And he said that, you know, because he was in pads, and it was under my impression that, you know, Jeff and Taylor really weren't dressing a lot. You know, they were really more on the sidelines. And he says he, you know, steps in every now and then, and then he brought up that, yeah, he was stepping in at wide receiver. And so I kind of joked with him about, you know, what it's been like. Has Darren Carrington talked to him all about, you know, playing receiver yet? And he says that the guys really kind of get a hoot, and they give a big yell to him whenever he makes a great play on the field. But, I mean, you know, he's an extremely athletic guy, and it seems like he's kind of fitting over there. So he says if he doesn't win the starting quarterback job, that he will continue to be the holder and, you know, go out wide a little bit. So I think that actually might be a pretty cool spot for him.
All right, so in closing, give us a little glimpse of what's happening around here this weekend. What's in store for you? Where could we find what you're doing on KEZI this weekend?
So, Steve, I have to admit that this is a slow weekend because every team is, like, they're not in Eugene right now. You know,
right.
Like, everyone is gone. So we will have some people up for the Blazers game on Saturday, and then Monday I will be I'll be live up in Portland for Game 4, and fingers crossed the Blazers not the final game in the series against the Clippers. And then I have a pretty fun piece coming with Dakota Prukop. I'm not going to spoil anything yet, but it's if it goes the way I want to, it might top my scootering with Dylan Ennis. So
be sure
to stay tuned for that.
Nice. Hey, well, travel safe to Portland. Enjoy your weekend. Always enjoy chatting with you, KR. You have a good one.
Thanks, you too, Steve.
All right, take it easy.